Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. For those who remain awake, a number of changes are being put in place by the U.S. government that some already knew were afoot. In a matter of weeks, persons in the U.S. looking to remit money out of the country, if they are temporary workers or green card holders, will have to start paying taxes. Citizens are excluded, but beware, citizens in another area of activity by the current administration are being targeted anyway. Next major change regarding taxes, or if you prefer, fees, is in the area of visa applications. These affect persons seeking visitor and student visas to enter the U.S. The addition is $250 U.S. In other words, the squeeze is on from a different direction. The reasoning is obviously that if one wants money out of the U.S. and one is not a citizen, then one has to pay what amounts to, you got it, a tariff. Lest one thinks this is an isolated incident, think about the trials and tribulations you have faced trying to open a bank account in places like Jamaica. All the demands, or most of the demands for identification and surety about your morality, are demands by the U.S. government. And it does not end there. In Europe, an organization known as the Financial Action Task Force has implemented similar restrictions in countries like those in the Caribbean. Reality is this. The Europeans and the Americans will never allow countries in the developing world to be truly free when they can impose colonial-era restrictions on them. As the saying goes, happening right now, right here. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.